Welcome to Masachas Erevin, Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, Chapter 3, Mishnah. Continuing with the theme of the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah was discussing the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, if they have one Kedusha, if they have one holiness, if they have two separate holiness, if one of them is just there, just in case. So Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Vaidam Rabbi Yehuda, additionally said Rabbi Yehuda, pertaining to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Mas na'adam ala kalkala. If a person has a large basket of fruit, and the fruit is tevel, that means that it was never separated, any of the tithes, the truma, meiser, and therefore it's prohibited to be eaten. So he can make a condition, biyantif rishon, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and he could say, if today is not Rosh Hashanah, today's a weekday, and tomorrow is holy, then the truma that I'm doing, the separation that I'm doing, should work. And if today is shat yantif, then I don't mean anything. I don't want it to be separated. Because you're not allowed to separate truma sem ma'aser san yantif. And the next day, the fellow says, if today is holy and yesterday was weekday, well, then I already separated yesterday. And if yesterday was holy and today is weekday, well, I'm separating now. And it's permitted for the person to eat it on the second day. This was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah that we saw that both days of Rosh Hashanah are just for a suffix, a doubt, just like all the other 2 days, Yantifs of Yantif Sheni Shel Galios that we have in Chutz Lars, that we have outside of Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, Beitza Shenol Dabarishon, if let's say an egg was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Tiyacha B'Sheni, it could be eaten on the second day. Again, with the same reasoning. If the first day of Rosh Hashanah was Yantif, then comes out that the egg was born on Yantif, and it's only prohibited on Yantif, but you could eat it after Yantif. And if the second day was Yantif, well, then the egg anyway was born before Yantif, so it's permitted. But when the Chacham heard this, they did not admit, they were not happy with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, because according to them, both days of Rosh Hashanah have one Kedusha, they have one holiness. However, you should know that they would admit, Rabbi Yehuda, as we said in the previous Mishnah as well, that on Yantif Sheni Shel Galios, on the 2 day Yantifs in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, one will be permitted to do both of these things, separate Truma or use an egg that was just born. Let's see one more Mishnah, similar Mishnah. Reb Doisa ben Hurkana said, Ha'ever lefnei ateva b'yantif harishin shel Rosh Hashanah. The fellow, that is the Shliach Tzibor, he leads the service, he leads the davening on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Omer, he says in the davening, the prayers of Rosh Hashanah, Hachlitzenu, strengthen us, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God, Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, this day of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the first of the month, because Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. And he adds, and he says, Im Hayom, Im Lamachar, if today is Rosh Chodesh, strengthen us today. If tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, strengthen us tomorrow, because we're not really sure necessarily which day is Rosh Chodesh, like we saw in the Mishnah yesterday. Ulamachar, and on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, who Omer, he says the same thing. He says, Hachlitzenu, strengthen us, Im Hayom, if today is Rosh Chodesh, Im Emesh, or if it was yesterday. Because since it's a suffix, it's a doubt, Rav Doisa ben Hurkana says, you have to say something, Im Hayom, Im Achar, if today or tomorrow. So that a person shouldn't appear like saying something, davening something that's not real. Lo Chacham, the Chacham did not admit to Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkana, because they hold that a person doesn't even have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Rosh Hashanah davening. The Gemara explains because it says by the Rosh Hashanah that it's a Yom HaZikaron, a Zichron Truah. That's how we refer to Rosh Hashanah, day of remembrance of shofar blowing. But Rosh Chodesh, it also says, V'hayel Lachem L'Zikaron. It should be for remembrance. And since we mention Yom HaZikaron, a day of remembrance in the Rosh Hashanah davening, that covers our basis of both Rosh Hashanah and also Rosh Chodesh. Additionally, they hold that a person shouldn't be making conditions and saying, if today is really Rosh Hashanah, if tomorrow is really Rosh Hashanah, because then people who don't know much are going to say, you know what, that probably one of these days is not really Rosh Hashanah, and maybe they'll start taking advantage of it and making leniencies that halacha doesn't allow. Therefore, we keep both days of Rosh Hashanah as Yom HaRichta, as we saw, as one big day with one type of Kedusha, and it works. Wishing you a beautiful Erev Shabbos, a wonderful, peaceful, safe, and healthy Shabbos.